It will be Captain Pinkerton's turn, who has disadvantage attacking anybody except for Javi and is also underneath the slow spell. That's a really good spell to use.
Thanks.
He's going to use his action, which will be the only action, to attempt to open Talroth's case once more. A natural 15, which will do it, opens up Talroth's cage. That will be the end of his turn, seeing that he can't do anything else, and he will save at the end of his turn. Natural 4 fails. So with that, that is the end of Captain Pinkerton's turn. Javi, you are up.
Javi's going to drop concentration on expeditious retreat and cast...
Because they're slow.
Arcane weapon. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
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 Arcane weapon and double down on the thunder damage from his gauntlets.
Yeah.
So you'll see the, you know, the... It'll engage and like a concussive force kind of come off of it. And then he's going to take his attack on Captain Pinkerton.
Wonderful. Go ahead and roll it.
17 to hit.
Will hit.
And 17 to hit.
That will also hit, surprisingly.
It'll be 19 points of thunder damage.
Nice. Wow.
And I want to flavor it as a punch to the face and then a lean back and punch to the face.
Go ahead and describe how you would like to un-Iker this Iker clone.
Go up to the first one. See, he's in a bad way. He's probably staggering, and Javi's going to almost just jump and punch down to try and just punch him down into the ground.
Yes.
Ooh! Die, you fool!
He falls into an Icarus puddle on the floor. Is that the end of your turn?
Yes.
Yeah. Talroth, you are up. You've just watched Captain Pinkerton be disassembled.
Seeing how quickly they were able to take out Captain Pinkerton, I'm going to forgo my previous idea and just walk forward. Have either of them been damaged?
Neither of them have been damaged so far.
Okay.
Of the two remaining.
Then use my bonus action to release my wisp and have it fly towards. I see that it goes into the puddle.
Yes.
Could I try something?
Sure.
So consume life. As a bonus action, the Will-O-Wisp can target one creature it can see within 5 feet of it that has 0 hit points and is still alive. The target must succeed on a DC 10 constitution saving throw against this magic or die. I'm thinking just is because the Iker is still moving, right?
The Iker is kind of like a creature. Yeah, roll it.
Okay. It has to make a DC saving throw. So if...
What's the save?
10, so you got it. But yeah, I'm just going to send it up, and it's just going to start glowing next to the Iker before just you see the light dim, and it failed.
The Iker will constitute itself and make it so that it is difficult for the Will-O-Wisp to traverse its area. It is Reaper Dave's turn. He's under the effects of the slow spell. He drops his hammer on the ground, and out of his pocket, he grabs a magic wand. Talroth, go ahead and make me a history check.
6.
Unfortunately, with a 6, this looks like a really good piece of driftwood. And he points the wand. He will have disadvantage because it's a ranged attack. But he will point the wand at you, Talroth.
When he makes that attack, with my sentinel feat, I get to attack him.
All right. So
you shouldn't have taught me how to play.
He'll roll to hit. That's a 19 and a 14, but the 14 turns into an 18. An 18 to hit.
Yes, that hits. Okay.
You will take 4 points of bludgeoning damage and 10 points of radiant damage.
Ooh, okay.
As this wand of smites is going to hit into your chest, and you feel a concussive force.
Okay.
And with that, that is the end of Reaper Dave's turn.
And then as that happens, you'll see Javi, using his sentinel feat, will make almost like a wild swing. He's on top of punching Captain Pinkerton. He sees that behind him, makes a one attack, and he's going to just almost spin backhand, try and just smack him with the gauntlet. It'll miss.
Oh, shoot.
9 to hit?
Unfortunately, a 9 will not
hit. Dang it. Okay, so he'll make a wild swing and just... totally whiff it.
Yeah, yeah.
Wild blind swing.
Yep.
Don't hit him!
Zell, you are up.
After, like, us just murdering Captain Pinkerton so fast, you see Zelbrath, like,
Reaper Dave, are you sure you wish to continue this battle? What is the point?
The point is to complete the objective.
So that's going to be 11.
With slow, and 11 is their new armor class, you hit.
Well, he's going to take 7 points of damage, and then I do a quick stab, and then I'm going to try to pull it out, like, sideways. Because, you know, glaive,
right,
not spear.
Right.
And that's going to be a natural 20?
Yes. Nice.
So it's 11 total.
So you deal 11 points of damage to Reaper Dave, and he is now bloodied. And with that, we're going to go to the top of the order. Reaper Talroth also got a natural 20 for his initiative order, but since Chai, you've already used your natural 20, he will take his turn, and he is not underneath the effects of slow. You will see him teleport 30 feet away towards the other Reaper Talroth clone, and will walk the rest of the way to Reaper Talroth's cage. Talroth 2, with a natural 15, will open the cage, and a second Talroth will join the party, joining Talroth in the initiative at the top of the order. The secondary Talroth that just got freed will Misty Step 30 feet towards Reaper Dave, and a natural 8 will, unfortunately, just like Talroth Prime, will not be able to open up this secondary clone chamber. And with that, that will be the end of the Talroth's turn. Chai, you are up.
All right. I'm going to make my way over to where all the action is happening, 30 feet away. And then I would like to cast Warding Bond on Zell. And so now you get plus 1 to AC and to saving throws for the next hour. I'm going to ask Reaper Dave, do you realize that you're a clone? Do you realize how many others there are just like you?
Error.
I guess not. And that's my whole turn.
And with that, you seem to start to understand that when these clones are told something that is outside of their realm of knowledge, they just refuse to intake the information.
Thank you for the protection, Chai. I shall use it well.
It is going to be Captain Pinkerton's turn, who is dead. So, Javi, you are up.
If I made an attack with an area of effect, what do I believe it would affect the clone inside the tank, Dave?
It depends on what the spell is, but yes.
It should work. And if it doesn't, I'm going to fight you.
I was going to say, if it's like something like Shatter,
yeah,
for sure.
Because
it's sure going to work.
Okay, so Javi's going to turn and cast Shatter at this space right here, where it'll affect both Talroth and the Dave in the tank.
Let's call him Two-Roth.
Two-Roth. How I'd like it to work is Finn pops out of the shoulder piece and skitters over and almost like opens up part of his machinery, and it just like emanates this just terrible high-pitched chalkboard, like high-frequency noise.
Yeah.
And so
I'll put a flashbang from Call of Duty sound effect right
so
there.
So they both have to make constitution saving throws.
A 12 and a 17.
One fails, one saves.
One fails, one saves. All right, we will say that Dave saves, as he's still in non-party mode in the Reaper cage. But Reaper Talroth will take the damage. And depending on how much damage you deal, it might break the glass cage.
It'll be 12 on the fail and 6 on the save. Thunder damage. So 12 to Talroth, 6 to Dave. Javi's going to use his movement, and I will take an opportunity attack from Dave to do it, but I will use my 30 feet of movement to run towards the point that I just...
Reaper Dave is under the effects of slow, cannot use reactions.
Snap.
Okay, so I should be able to get right up next to both those two.
Yep.
And Finn will climb back up into the shoulder piece. Hey, good boy.
Mm-hmm. And so with that, since Reaper Dave is under the effects of slow, he cannot take an attack of opportunity. You escape with ease. Talroth, you are up.
Being hit in the chest by Reaper Dave's wand, I'm just going to walk up the rest of the way to him and swing my flail above my head and bring it down on him. 23 to hit.
A 23 will definitely hit.
And then for the second one, a 16 to hit.
A 16 will also hit.
Okay. 13 points of bludgeoning damage.
With 13 points of bludgeoning damage, how would you like to dismantle this Dave?
Just as he hits me with the wand, I want to walk up and use the flail and just hit his arm. And he's made out of ichor, right?
Yes.
Ideally, I'd like for like basically that area to become goop and his arm to kind of go off before I bring my flail around and do a follow-up on the head to finish him off.
Absolutely, yes. So you completely de-ichorize Dave, and he falls in similar fashion to Captain Pinkerton in a puddle on the floor at your feet. Is that the end of your turn, Talroth?
Can I pick up the wand?
Yes, you may.
Okay. Ooh. Does it need to be attuned to?
It does need to be attuned to. However, it's a wand of smites. It's the same as your flail plus to hit. It has a range of 30 feet with straight roll, 60 feet at disadvantage. Hits is a d4 plus, again, your bonus with charisma. And it deals that of radiant damage, and then you can auto-draw a smite with it. It doesn't take a bonus action to smite. So yes, you pick up the Wand of Smites, and you pocket this sick piece of driftwood. And with that, it is going to be Reaper Dave's turn, who is dead. Zell, you are up.
I'm going to charge up and stab him, and make sure I'm going to kind of like boop, 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 move up a little bit so that I'm coming down, kind of blocking the way to Chap.
Yeah. Yeah, so you run up to one Roth and go ahead and roll your damage.
Non-natural 20 to hit.
Yes, that will hit.
I'm sorry about this.
7 points of damage.
7 points of damage. All right.
Plus five. Yeah, it is 12.
All right, so you deal 12 points of damage as you ram into Clone Talroth. They've both been dealt 12 points of damage now. And with that, we're going to, speak of which, go to Reaper Talroth's turn. One Roth is going to attack you, Zell, seeing you're right in front of him. He will hit you with his flail oar. That is a 19 to hit.
Meets beats.
Meets beats. Oh, nice, nice.
But I gotta say it.
Yep, yep. And that will be 12 points of bludgeoning damage. And since he's not under the effects of slow, he's going to also expend a smite.
Cade's going out for blood now. We screwed up his fight so early that he's ticked.
Oh, no. 23 points of radiant damage.
Oh, are you down?
Ooh, nope.
Whew. That is the end of Reaper Talroth. One Reaper Talroth's turn. The other Reaper Talroth.
He's got Dave in the tank next to him me right in front of him.
Okay. He's going to try and open the tank. That will pass. So he will open the secondary Dave Iker tank, and then as an action will teleport 30 feet to Captain Pinkerton's cage, and that will be the end of Talroth's turn.
Dang. They're well built to get this done.
Thanks. And with that, Chai, you are up. So you now see that three clones are present. They are each at a different tank on the north side of the wall, and one of them is trying to free Captain Pinkerton.
So I'm going to cast Guidance on Talroth.
Okay.
And
is that
then
concentration?
Yes, it is. So it'll drop concentration on Zone of Truth. And then for my bonus action, I want to cast Spiritual Weapon.
Nice.
And I was looking up what spectral weapon it should be, and usually it's associated with your god, but turns out Eldath's weapon that it's associated with is a net.
Nice.
And I think that's
Nets?
Lame.
Oh.
Well, because how do you get damage with that? My thought is that it's actually going to be a mace, because that's the one weapon that I'm supposed to have, and so I figure maybe Firbolgs have maces. Maybe that's their thing, you know? So, spectral mace coming in through the sky, and gonna hit.
So go ahead and roll for your spiritual weapon to hit.
Okay, 24.
That'll definitely hit.
8 points of damage.
Eight points of damage to Dave?
Yes.
All right, so you hit Dave over the head with this spectral mace, or I guess your spectral mace hits Dave over the head by itself, and with that, is that the end of your turn? Yes, it is.
Yes.
It is going to be Captain Pinkerton's turn, who is stuck in a cage. Javi, you are up.
Okay, I'm going to actually leave, and I'll take an attack of opportunity if necessary.
You will.
But I am going to run over to this cage that has two Roth and Captain Pinkerton.
It's a natural 20.
Oh, dang it.
5 points of radiant damage and an additional 14 points of radiant damage.
Can't go back now. I'll take it. I didn't think Dave was going to hit me. Okay, and then right up here next to two Roth, I will attack with my gauntlets. It's going to be a 21 to hit.
That'll hit.
And a 18 to hit.
That'll hit.
Right. 12 on the first attack and 14 on the second.
That will kill, though.
Yes.
So you go ahead and describe how you take out two Roth.
No, Javi, please!
No. Don't.
No.
Please. Yeah, just, no.
It's not personal! What? He's just gonna just... Same thing. Double pound, concussive forces off him. Almost, I would like it to... If possible, when his body melts into an Icarus substance, the concussive force of the gauntlet sprays.
Yeah, sprays the Icar everywhere. And with that, is that the end of your turn?
Yep.
Okay, Talroth, you are up. Three remaining. One is in a tank, though. So two... Reapers are still alive. One Reaper Dave, one you, one Roth to rule them all.
I am going to run up to the second Dave.
Two Dave.
Two Dave?
Yeah, two Dave. And
Dave.
Why put off what you could do to Dave?
What you can do.
Pinker two.
Pinker two. Sorry.
Pinker one and Pinker two. Pinker one's gone, so we only got Pinker two left.
I am going to just thwack him with my flail or do the best I can. Natural 20 to hit.
Ooh.
Just barely.
We're rolling natural 20s like
and
crazy.
And a 23 to hit.
Both will hit.
I'm going to burn a smite on this.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to take 5 points of damage
to
imbue my life force into this smite instead of casting a spell. Really what I can do is I can use my health to convert into spell slots, and then I can use the spell slot to smite. So 7 points of bludgeoning damage, 21 points of radiant damage, and then plus an additional 4, so...
How would you like to un-Dave Reaper Dave?
I will just run forward with my flail swinging from the momentum of the run and just uppercut, basically, and have it hit him in the chest, and similar to... his thing, I basically just want the force of it to cause the goop to just explode on the inside of the cage.
Yeah, so it explodes, and he looks at you straight in the eyes and says, "Error." And then... It will be Reaper Dave who is dead. No more Dave.
That was the whole point. I was like, okay, he can't go.
And with that, Zell, you are up. There's one Roth left.
Yeah, I'm just gonna attack...
I'm terribly sorry about this.
11
does not hit.
Dang.
But sorry. Well, I guess I shouldn't apologize for trying to kill you. I mean, for missing, for not killing you.
14
does not hit.
Oh, 16.
This is awfully awkward. You're kind of my friend.
Which one is it?
Oh, if you'll allow it, I might throw out.
No,
possibly
it's me.
We could call a truce and see how he responds.
No.
Okay.
And he'll brandish his weapon. Zell, you're going to take some hits. Danny, it's a natural 20. Come look at it.
I can confirm. He wants you to stare your demise right in the face. Yes.
So split damage.
Yes,
I'm ready.
All right, so you will take 18 points of bludgeoning damage, so that's 9 and 9. And then...
Oh, no.
I could have healed us next round.
And you will each, since it's a crit, take 27 points of radiant damage.
So halved to 13.
No, that is halved. Where are you guys at hit points-wise?
Zero.
Down.
Zero?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
All right, so both... Zell and Chai fall to the ground unconscious as Reaper Talroth goes,
"Pity."
That's the end of his turn. Chai, make me a death saving throw.
Natural one.
Hey! 11.
11 will pass. With an 11, you will save. You do not sink any deeper into rounds of death. And is that the end of your turn, Chai?
Yes, it is.
That is going to be Captain Pinkerton, who is dead and contained. Javi, you are up.
Okay.
There is one Roth left and Captain Pinkerton in a cage. Captain in a cage.
Okay. Does the captain in the cage...
Pinkerton, yes.
Pinkerton, does he seem conscious, aware at all?
Or he seems conscious, but not aggroed.
Okay. I'm just gonna go get him. Yeah. Javi's seeing red. Just straight red. Seeing one Roth, a smug little face.
What a jerk.
So Javi will drop concentration on arcane weapon and again cast expeditious retreat.
Nice.
So he can dash and get to
one Roth.
One Roth.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. And he will take an attack with his thunder gauntlets on one Roth. 14.
14 will not hit.
10.
A 10, unfortunately, will not hit. One Roth is bobbing and weaving. And every time he says, unfortunate. Unfortunate.
Where's your boat now? Ah!
And with that, is that the end of your turn, Javi?
Yes.
Talroth, you are up.
Dang it.
Talroth Prime is futile.
I want to do something, but I'm nervous. I am just going to calmly walk up and say, there can only be one. And
he's going to mirror you.
He's very fast, Darath.
There can only be one.
19 to hit.
Shield.
22 to hit.
Those will both hit.
So 6 points of bludgeoning damage, and then 11 points of bludgeoning damage.
17 plus 12. What is that, Talroth?
29.
What's your maximum hit points?
29.
Hey. So, Talroth, how would you like to unroth yourself?
There can only be one, and then just take a swipe through it. And how I'd like to do it is have it get caught halfway through, like the ichor, and then just to have my will-o'-wisps start shining brightly until it just, like, dissolves around it.
You are able to kill this Talroth, and he falls into a ichor pool at your feet. And with that, we are out of the initiative order. Captain Pinkerton is still in a cage. Pinkerton is still in a cage at the far end of the wall. And what would you guys like to do as you are standing in this ichor-covered room that has now 5 non-clones?
Well, Javi will help Zell up. Stabilize Zell with him being right next to him. I have 0 healing, though.
Got to roll medicine check.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, medicine
Which
check.
Which I'll guide.
Nat 20.
Oh!
Wish I you had will that stabilize to 1 hit point with a natural 20.
Woohoo!
So you are now awake.
Javi, we've got to get out of here. He just did my whole health pool.
I'm working on it.
And then he'll run over to Chai. We'll attempt the same thing. Nat 20.
Really?
It rolled, I swear.
Chai,
I did.
You will stabilize at
That's
1 hit
yeah.
point.
That's insane. Nice.
Yeah. Ouch. I feel strong.
Little do you know that Alec took his 5th level in cleric.
You didn't know.
Chai, you come back with a natural 20, and Woo-hoo. You are now alive.
Who needs a cleric?
Everyone go ahead.
When you have a hobby.
Everyone go ahead and make me a perception check.
Can I rallying shout to get all of our HP back up?
Yes.
Oh, you've done it. Well done. And we shall be able to take any foe who dares question us in your medicine checks.
Church of
So Bobby. Everybody gains plus 5 HP, and I gain 14.
Okay, so I got a natural 1 on my perception check.
Great.
So whatever's going on, I am not paying attention at all. Instead, I'm going to begin to use my channel divinity to be making a restorative feast, which works well in the afterlife because you actually don't eat it. You just smell it, and everybody in the radius heals.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, nice.
So it's 2d8 plus my wisdom modifier, which is 5. So 2d8 plus 5. Everybody can heal.
A one.
Nice.
And a seven.
There you go.
So eight plus five.
So 8 plus 5 is 13. Everyone regains 13 hit points. So, all right. And so you guys are feeling bolstered. What is everyone's perception checks? Natural one.
18.
18?
13.
13?
14.
Javi, you are going to hone in on some information. You look around. You peer towards Captain Pinkerton's cage, who is gone.
Ah, of course he is.
And I believe that is where we're going to end our session for the night. My name is Cade, the host and Bryn Reaper of this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition adventure. And I am joined here by the amazing players to my left.
Brooklyn playing Cha.
Alec playing Javi.
Mason playing Tauroth.
And Danny playing
Zobrath Wilderton.
Thank you so much. Please go on over to patreon.com/knocked and consider subscribing. And you could join the ranks of our wonderful patrons, namely
Harmful Potato, Jay Collin, Nathan M., and Arison Pistachio. Please hold.
Please hold.
Each of these people are inspiration fairies who want to give all of the players a point of inspiration. Give them the inspiration, Cade. That's an order in all caps.
Yay!
Yay! Wow, Harmful Potato, J. Call, and Nathan M., Arison Pistachio, you're now my favorite. Everybody else, I don't know. I don't know if you can top that, so.
Okay, next four. Katie S., Carson D., Todd L., Marissa K.,
seamless transition.
It's so long. Souls that didn't finish the reaping cycle, but instead stayed in Soul Meadow to start a rune site called Rate My Reaper. They gave Reaper Dave 1 star for his lack of detail, but they gave Tauroth 5 chili peppers for his immaculate bone structure and definition.
Ooh, okay.
That's a good one.
Ograd, Dakota S., Alec B., Cowrick Bigfur, and Pie Warrior are all a group of private investigators who have been hired in Soul Meadow to follow and discreetly record all of Chai's recipes for a cookbook, Heroes Feast Knockoffs, a cookbook for fancy furbolg feasts on a budget.
Yeah!
Also, hey Pie Warrior, thank you for watching our show. He's one of our newest patrons, so thank you for
special shout out.
Alrighty, we've got Baron Battlebred, Mason S., Katya Y., and Poe.
The Dragon Warrior.
Yeah.
The Dragon Warrior. World champion hide and seek players who the party never found in the Pinkerton Manor.
Oh.
Get wrecked.
It's like, like every room.
Where are you?
I'm so sorry.
Thank you again to our patrons. We appreciate you so much for being knockouts of the Knocked Prone podcast. Our show would not be the same without you. Love you. Bye. And we hope you remember when life knocks you flat on your back, all you gotta do is keep rolling, and we hope you have a wonderful rest of your afterlife.